continuous blessing. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Read and honor the word of the Lord. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you afresh for this opportunity once again to hear your word. Meet us in the text. Tell of the truth we're teaching. Help each and every one of us to see ourselves and the principles in the text, practicing them for profit, giving you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. God bless you. We are walking through the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 21. If you'll open your Bibles, and the text simply says, by faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in God's presence. Faith unto death is what we're talking about here. Verse 20 says, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come. Verse 22 says, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. But these three verses collectively deals with the dignity that these men dealt in faith at death, and their determination in their faith at death, and then their destiny in faith at death. And what's important to see and to understand is how God allows certain events to unfold. He uses the good, the bad, and the ugly to bring about his promises and his prophecies and his plans. That God is God all by himself. And what he has spoken, he will perform. And so when you have the kind of faith in God, like these men here selected to be a part of what we've deemed the Hall of Fame of Faith, it's because your faith rises above the common, rises above the average, rises above the everybody does it level, and excels beyond that so that you become an example. And so these are there, even in death, signifying that faith should be unto death and not until death. The difference is faith until death means that it stops at death. Unto death means that the belief and the process continues on. Well, here's the thing to help you understand that. Verse 13 of this 11th chapter says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Now, what this simply said was that all of the people in this 11th chapter died without seeing or having the fulfillment of the total promise. So you're going to know that some received part of the promise, but none of them received all the promise. And so it's encouraging for us to see that though God made the patriarchs of old, the people of God who have walked through these lessons, lived through these lessons, and died in these lessons, showing us that you should never give up faith in God. Don't care what you see, don't care what you feel, don't care what it looks like, you should never give up faith in God. And even if death should come before the promise is fulfilled on this side, God is faithful. Here's what the 10th verse said about Abraham. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Here's what verse 16 says. But now they desire a better country. Listen, that is an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. You see, the word is going on to tell us that faith shouldn't stop at death. It should process. If I ain't got it on this side, it's going to continue and finish on the other side. God is not through blessing me yet, even if time runs out. I'm glad that time might expire life, but it doesn't expire the promises of God. God's promises don't have an expiration date if they've not been fulfilled. Don't think God can't do what God said he will do. And even in death, these men prove that. Verse 20 deals with the story of Isaac blessing Jacob and Esau in the 27th chapter of Genesis. For those of you who are reading the story, you need to go through in your devotional time and read the whole story. Very fascinating story. A lot of twists and turns. There are a lot of scandalous acts. You just wouldn't believe church folk, God folk act like that. But a lot of stuff you'll see. God is real and true, and he keeps it real and true, and he exposes all of that. And you'll see that written in the 27th chapter. But verse 21 unfolds in the 48th chapter of Genesis. And here's where Jacob chooses to bless both the sons of Joseph. Now, because time is not on our side and we cannot deal at length with these verses, we just want to again share with you that God makes promises. And even though in this word God has brought to pass the prophecies that he has and the plans he has for these men's lives, and even yet part of that was in part, it's again encouraging for us to see that God is still in control. Amen. Jacob, who should have been blessing Reuben, his oldest son by Leah. But Reuben messed with his concubine. Did you hear what I just? So he skipped over Reuben and he preferred to bless the two sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh. What was interesting about this story and with all of the twists and the turns, that when he got ready to bless the two sons, when he put his hands out, the elder and the youngest, just like with Jacob and Esau, he was there getting ready to pronounce the blessings. But something strange and interesting happened. Joseph observed the fact that the blessing that was supposed to be the double blessing, the greatest blessing that would fall to the eldest son, while he was getting ready to bless, he crossed his arms and gave the greater blessing to the younger and the lesser blessing to the elder. And it also mimicked again the same thing that had just happened with Jacob and Esau. And you got to know all of this was prophesied. This wasn't a mistake. Joseph was like, oh, No, something wrong with that. But what they did not realize was God had this thing fixed. And I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. What is for you? I don't care who's in line first. If God has a blessing with your name on it, you're going to get yours. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I'm going to get mine. I said, I'm going to get mine. Yeah, everybody, listen, need to understand. You ain't got to force your way and fight your way and fuss your way and cuss your way into trying to get what's yours. All you got to do is show up. God can cross his arms and give you the first place blessing standing at the end of the line. Lord, I wish I had a helper. And so he blessed the two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. And then look at what the word says. When he did what he did, he worshiped. He worshiped. Now listen, the word says, Jacob, by faith, Jacob, when he was a dying. See the picture now. He's on his way out. And because he knew the faithfulness of God, and he understood that God would do what God would do in spite of whomever. And everything that happened in life happened for a purpose. And Reuben didn't get his, not just because of what Reuben did, but because the lineup was wrong. Because you'll realize that he was jacked up when he went to get the wife in the first place. He didn't want the one her daddy hooked him up with. He tricked him. He wanted Rachel, but he got Leah. And so her son wasn't a real son that was supposed to be blessed. He worked 7 years for her and then had to turn around and work another 7 years. Do y'all remember reading the story? Well, I'm just trying to tell you, God don't let his justice go undone. He might not fix it today, and he may not fix it tomorrow, but I got news for you. He'll fix it one day. And so when he got through blessing them, crossing his arms and blessing them, he said, I might as well have a little church. And what I love about him is he's old, he's weak, he's feeble, he's dying. But can I tell you, when you got it in you? I said, when you got it in you, with your last breath. And God knows I've been by the bedsides of many who were crossing over, who were transitioning, and somehow they still had a praise on their lips, a song in their hearts. And you'd hear them talking about, I love the Lord. He heard my cry, pitied my every groan. Long as I live, while trouble rise, I'll hasten to his throne. And you know, every now and then, people don't want to have church with you. Oh, give me my cane if you don't mind. Sometime when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you,
He said, if I can't get a helper, he said, where is my staff? And he leaned on the top of his staff and lifted up his hand. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. In the wood, withdraw thyself from me. Where shall I go? And I got news for you. All by himself, he worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. And what that tells me is, if nobody will help me praise him, if nobody will help me lift him, if nobody will lift up the name of Jesus, I will all by myself with breath in my body. How many of you know he's able? How many of you know he's able? How many of you know he's able? The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, sometime you got to worship him all by yourself. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Faithful is our God. Faithful is our God. And if I were you and I heard his voice, I'd come right now. I'd come right now. The doors of the church are open. God bless you. Thank God that what he has for me is for me. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is the time where, as you've heard from God, God now desires to hear from you. As he calls you, it's your time to respond to him. God bless you. God bless you. God is faithful. He will bring you out. Yes, he will. Our last appeal. That's my confession. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me.
I know. He will surely bring me out. What God has for me. What God has for me. God has for me. I'm so glad nobody can take it from me. I trust in the Lord. What God has for me. What God has for me. It is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Jessica, will you share with us who's come?